圣经非常清楚非常肯定的告诉我们起初神创造了天地。
The Bible tells us clearly that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
在神的创造里头也包括了对人类的创造。
And among God's creations was the creation of man.
那亚当常常就是我们所提起的第一个人。
And Adam is what we often refer to as the first man.
因为他是第一个人，所以从亚当的身上可以给我们很多的启发跟这个让我们有一些的联想。
And since he was the first man, then when we study into his life, we can get a lot of insight and learn a lot from him.
在上一次我们有提到从第一个人亚当，我们来认识自己。
Last time we talked about how from Adam, the first man, we can come to know ourselves.
在亚当他们犯罪得罪神之后，神对他们说：“你们是出于尘土，也要归回尘土。”
After they sinned and God drove them out of the garden, He told them that from dust you came and to dust you shall return.
在亚当以后的人也都会这样子出于尘土归回尘土。
And just like that, every human afterwards would also come from the dust of the ground and return to the dust of the ground.
所以我们看到我们带着这个血肉肢体是那么的脆弱这成为一个事实。
And so we see this reality that the fleshly bodies that we have are fragile.
这也提醒我们，我们人真的需要神的怜悯，神的拯救。
And this also reminds us that we need the mercy of God and the salvation of God.
这也提醒我们我们应该怎样来看事情，怎样来对待人。
This also reminds us of how we should look at certain situations and how we should treat others.
圣经告诉我们，我们要很清醒的来看自己然后对人对事要很合理。
The Bible tells us that we have to be sober-headed when we examine ourselves, and we must be reasonable when we treat other people.
我们一个人要得救，并不是靠着我们肉体上的苦修。
Because we are not saved by the hard work of our own flesh.
脆弱的我们实在是需要神为我们我们需要领受神为我们准备的救恩。
It's because we're fragile, we need the salvation that God has created, has prepared for us.
那我们不要只是为这个肉体去安排，去放纵。
And so let's not only prepare for our fleshly lives and bodies.
那从亚当也让我们想到这个第一次的婚姻第一对的夫妻。
From Adam, we also learn and see the first marriage and the first couple.
我们请来看创世纪第二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
十八节，主神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。”
18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
十九节，主神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样的飞鸟，都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫他，怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
19. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name.
20. 节那人便给一切牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地的走兽都起了名，只是那人没有意见配偶帮助他。
So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
主神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是起了他的一根肋骨，又把肉合起来。
21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place.
主神就用那人身上所起的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
23. 那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。”因为他是从男人身上起出来的。
23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken from man, out of man."
24. 节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
25. 节，当时夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。
25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
当这两个人第一次的见面也就是他们结婚的日子。
The day that Adam and Eve met was also the day of their wedding.
天上的真神把父神成为他们的介绍人，也来主持这一场的婚礼。
And the God in heaven acted as their matchmaker as well as the presider over the wedding.
在这里提到神说他要为亚当来造一个配偶。
Here it says that God said, thought to himself that he wanted to create a helper for Adam.
神是爱世界上的人的。
God loves the people of this earth.
从创造之初神就再再的显示出他对人的爱。
From the creation onwards, God has continued to show his love towards mankind.
他看到亚当的需要，所以他说我要为这个亚当来造一个配偶。
He saw Adam's need, which is why he said that I will make him a helper comparable to him.
我们每个做父母亲的人，我们常常也拿真神的爱来做我们效法的榜样。
Those of us who are parents often take the love of God as a way, or we try to imitate it as our example.
所以凡是爱儿女的父母亲，总是会对自己儿女的婚姻非常的关心的。
And so parents who love their children will also be concerned about their marriage.
其实这也正是天父真神的心。
And this actually reflects the love of God.
神常常亲自做了一些事情，然后就把这些事情交代给以后的人照着去做。
Because many times God would perform an action, and then he would entrust that action to people to perform in the future.
在路加福音里头，在追溯这个人类的起源，提到最后亚当就是神的儿子。
In Luke, when it talks about the genealogy of mankind, the last person that it refers to, it says, is the son of Adam.
所以神为他的儿子亚当来造一个配偶。
And so it calls Adam the son of God. And so what God did was he created a helper for his son Adam.
今天我们总是想要做一些很伟大的事情。
Today we all want to do great things.
因为伟大的事情容易被人来记得，被人纪念。
Because great things will be remembered by others.
我们不要忽略了一项很伟大的事情，也是神给父母亲的一个任务。就是关心儿女的婚姻。
But let's not neglect a great thing, a great task that God has entrusted to parents, which is to show concern for our children's marriage.
我们请来看四世纪十二章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 12.
旧约四世纪，在耶稣亚记的后面，四世纪十二章。
Judges after the book of Joshua, Judges chapter 12.
四世纪十二章第九节。
Judges chapter 12, verse 9.
第八节。
Start from verse 8.
耶和他以后有伯利恒人以比赞做以色列的士师。
Verse 8. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel.
第九节，他有三十个儿子，三十个女儿，女儿都嫁出去了。他给众子从外乡娶了三十个媳妇。他做以色列士师七年。
Verse 9, he had 30 sons, and he gave away 30 daughters in marriage, and brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years.
这里提到以比赞他是当时以色列的士师就是当时以色列的所谓的领袖。
At the time, it talks about how Ibzan was the judge, or in other words, the leader of Israel.
他被记载下来的事情就是他为三十个女儿、三十个儿子都成亲了。
And everything that he was remembered or recorded for here is that he gave away 30 daughters in marriage and brought in 30 daughters for his sons.
在记载一个人的事迹，总是会记载他最出色、最伟大的事情。
When you record something about somebody's life, you usually record the greatest thing that they did.
这个记载圣经的人觉得以比赞这个人很多的事情，没有一件事情比这件事情。来得伟大。
And whoever recorded this felt that Ibzan did nothing greater than this.
所以我们能够关心我们儿女的婚姻这就是一种伟大。
And so if we are able to show concern for and help take care of our children's marriage, then that is a great thing.
当时神为什么要为亚当来造一个配偶？
At the time, how come God created a helper for Adam?
因为他说亚当一个人独居不好。
Because he said it is not good for him to be alone.
这个对 当时来讲真的是这样子。
And actually, that was true.
有几个字眼有时候我们会把它混淆了。
There are some words that we sometimes confuse or mix up.
第一个字眼就是孤独。
The first is lonely or alone.
我们常常不喜欢孤独。
We often don't like to be lonely.
但是孤独，偶尔的孤独，事实上会带来一些正面的效果。
I'm sorry, it's not good to be alone, but to be alone once in a while is something that can actually bring something good.
当一个人孤独的时候，他往往能够把自己，把很多事情能够看得更清楚。
Because when somebody is alone for a little bit, then they can start to see things more clearly, see themselves more clearly.
当一个人孤独的时候，他的感触会特别深，他的思想会特别的开阔。
When a person stays alone, then he will be more sensitive to things, and he will be able to see things from a bigger picture.
所以孤独虽然我们不喜欢，但是偶尔的孤独其实是是很正面的。
And so even though we don't like to be alone once in a while is actually a positive thing.
另外的一个字眼就是在这里神所说的那个人独居不好。
Another word here is that God said it is not good that he should be alone.
我们人总是因为非常的脆弱，总是需要周遭有其他的人我们一起来扶持，一起来互相帮助。
Because we people are fragile, we like to be around other people so that we can help each other and support each other.
这样子当我们遇到危险，或者我们跌倒了有人来救我们，有人来拉拔我们。
That way, when we face danger or when we fall, then somebody can save us, somebody can pull us up.
所以我们需要过着团体的生活，群体的生活。
And so we do need to live a community life or a life of being in a group.
因为在一开始只有一个人所以呢他是独居的，所以是不好。
Because in the beginning there was only one man and he was alone and that wasn't good.
那另外一个字眼就是独身。
And another term here is
single.
Single.
这个从圣经来看这个独身其实是可以被接受的是可以是人生的一种生活的方式。
And from the Bible, we see that to be single is a valid form or way to live your life.
一个人独身不等于他是独居的。
Just because somebody is single doesn't mean that he is alone.
所以在圣经里头并没有歧视或者反对所谓的独身。
So the Bible does not look down upon or teach anything against being single.
不过圣经提醒我们要过着独身的生活这也需要神的怜悯，也需要神的恩典。
But the Bible does tell us that in order to live a single life, we need the mercy of God, we need the grace of God.
所以主耶稣说这是一种恩赐。
And so Jesus said that this is a gift.
那恩赐是从神来的，那恩赐很多的恩赐不一定是人人都有。
Gifts come from God, and not everybody has every gift.
所以一个人他可以是独身的，但是他仍然能够拥有一个完全完美的信仰。
And so somebody can be single and have a complete and whole faith.
一个独身的人，他同样的是可以来认识神的丰富，神的恩典。
A single person can still come to the full understanding of the blessings of God and the grace of God.
因为生命的真正的目的以及意义是从神那里来的。
Because the true goal and purpose and meaning of life comes from God.
在亚当的时候亚当是独居的所以神认为这样不好，就为他造了一个配偶。
At the time Adam was alone and God felt that that was not good, so he made him a helper.
那我们也看到神为亚当造配偶的目的就是来帮助亚当。
We see that the reason that God created Adam a spouse was to help him.
因为神也给亚当要在伊甸园里头来修理，来看守这个伊甸园。
Because God gave Adam the job of taking care of the Garden of Eden.
那我们就从这里来看到说 神设立这个婚姻他的目的以及他的原则是什么。
And so from this incident we can see the purpose of of this marriage that God instituted.
第一个当然就是神的爱。
The first is the love of God.
因为神他知道当这个亚当他的一个最大的软弱就是他独居。
Because God knew that the main weakness of Adam is that he was alone.
所以神主动的来关怀来关心这件事情。
So God proactively tried to take care of this.
那神设立婚姻的原则呢？神当时只为亚当造一个配偶。
And the principle that God followed was that He created one spouse for Adam.
那么这就是神设立婚姻的一个很重要的原则。
And this is a very important principle of marriage that God instituted.
当一男一女他们结婚他们住在一起之后他们就在神的这个婚姻的原则之下。
And when a man and a woman come together and live under one roof, then they live under this principle of God.
所以当主耶稣他在跟门徒论到婚姻的时候，他就说到说，神所配合的人不可分开。
That's why when Jesus was talking to his disciples about marriage, he said, "What God has brought together, let man not separate."
神将夏娃带到亚当的面前。
God brought Eve before Adam.
神是第一对婚姻的这个介绍人。
God was the first matchmaker.
那在整个过程我们刚才有读到，神让亚当沉睡了。
Now through this process, we've read before that God caused Adam to fall asleep.
这给我们一个每一位向往婚姻的人一个很重要的提醒。
This offers a good reminder to those of us who are moving towards the direction of marriage.
就是我们要像亚当一样这样子沉睡了，我们全心的来依靠神。
Which is that we must, like Adam, also fall into a deep sleep to completely rely on God.
我们愿意完全的来顺服神对我们婚姻的带领。
And we're willing to completely submit to the guidance of God.
我们愿意在神的婚姻的原则之下来过我们的婚姻生活。
We're willing to live our entire lives of marriage under the principle of God.
在这个整个过程里头神是起下亚当的肋骨来造出夏娃。
During this process, God took a rib from Adam to create Eve.
他不是拿这个头骨或者脚骨来造夏娃。
He didn't create Eve from a skull or from a bone from the foot.
这个也是给婚姻生活的一个很重要的一个原则的提醒。
And this also gives us another important principle of marriage.
每一个丈夫对自己的太太是要看成就是我的肋骨这是非常可贵的，这个是需要被爱的。
That every husband should treat his wife as if she were of one of his ribs, that she's someone that's precious.
因为自己的太太是需要被爱的，所以她是需要得到自己的保护的。
Because a wife needs to be loved and needs to be protected.
我们请参考彼得前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按情理与妻子同住，因为她比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩，所以要敬重她，这样便叫你的祷告没有阻碍。
Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
在这里提到说，一个做太太的，她有一个每一个丈夫必须要了解的，就是在本质上他是比丈夫软弱的。
Here it says that husbands need to come to understand one thing, which is that the wife is the weaker vessel.
虽然今天有很多能力很强受很高教育的这个妻子。
And you know there are many wives today who are very capable and who have received very high education.
但是在神的命定里头，这个做妻子的是 比丈夫还要软弱。
Under God, the wife is weaker than the husband.
啊，既然神是这么讲，所以做丈夫的，你要好好的去观察，你要好好的去体会你的太太软弱的地方。
And so since God has said this, then husbands must observe closely and try to understand the weaker areas of his wife.
啊，这样你才能够啊真正的去爱到自己的太太。
Only in this way can you truly love your wife.
啊，这样你才能够真正的达到啊神让你结婚的这个目的跟原则。
In this way you can attain the purpose and the principle that God created marriage for.
啊，照着神的命定，太太是比先生还要软弱的。
As according to the command of God, the wife is weaker than the husband.
啊，一个做先生的，如果在婚姻上面对自己的太太没有用心，你总是不晓得她脆弱的地方。
If a husband does not put any effort into his marriage, then he will never understand the weak areas of his wife.
那一个做丈夫的没有爱到太太所需要的爱，那么你在婚姻上没有尽到责任，你也就不能够啊得到这个太太对你百分之百的尊敬。
And if a husband cannot truly love his wife in a way that she needs to be loved, then he has not fulfilled his responsibility as a husband, and you cannot receive the respect of your wife either.
啊，所以既然结婚的每一个做丈夫的，你没有理由说我很忙。
And so since you're married, there is no husband that has the excuse of I'm too busy.
啊，你要花很多的心思在太太身上，你才知道她的软弱在哪里。
You have to put real effort into your wife and into understanding her weaker areas.
那对当事人这个亚当来讲，啊，我们请看回创世纪第二章二十节。
Let's look back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 20.
啊，亚当应该也自己感到他自己的那一种独居不好。
Adam also probably realized that it wasn't good for him to be alone.
啊，所以他就看遍了、找遍了啊，神所造的其他的这些活物。
And so he looked around at all these other different animals that God created.
他很努力的在寻找啊，但是他只是没有遇见自己的配偶。
And he searched hard, but he could not find a helper for him.
在这种努力忙乱的当中，他没有找到他真正的需要。
Through all his hard work, he could not find what he needed.
那当神把夏娃带到他的面前，
When God brought Eve to Adam,
他有一个很强烈、很真实的感觉。
He had a very strong and true feeling.
他说：“这是我骨中的骨，我肉中的肉。”
He said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
接下来神就为他们主持了这第一场的婚礼。
And beyond that, God presided over the first wedding.
神给他们的勉励是说你们两人要成为一体。
And the encouragement that he gave was that you must become one.
所以这也是婚姻的一个很重要的原则。
And so this is a very important principle of marriage.
我们总是在探讨着人与人之间的关系。
We often talk about the relationship between people.
因为人活着就离不开人群，就必须有这人际的关系。
Because as long as we're alive, we can't escape from having interpersonal relationships or coming into contact with other people.
当我们把人际关系弄清楚、弄好了，我们的人生才会更美丽。
Once we can figure out how to have good interpersonal relationships, then that makes our lives better in general.
那么这个夫妻的关系它是一体的。
Now the relationship between a spouse is that they are one.
在人际的关系里头，人常常在争论、争执的，就是那一个所谓平等的问题。
When we talk about interacting with other people, we often debate and fight over what we call justice or what's fair.
每一个失去平等的地方，通常就会有问题，就会有争端。
Anywhere where something is unfair, then you'll find dispute and debate.
那在夫妻的生活里头，神不要我们去争所谓的平等。
But in a relationship, in a between us, spouse, God doesn't want us to look at what's fair.
神设立婚姻是要让人去享受婚姻。
God established marriage so people could enjoy it.
所以夫妻的关系是一体的关系，没有所谓平等的关系。
And so the relationship within a marriage is one, is that they are one. There is no issue of what's fair.
那这所谓一体的关系在实际生活当中是如何来执行？
And so how do we act out or have or implement this one body, one flesh relationship?
保罗在以弗所书第五章里头就讲得非常的清楚。
Paul tells us very clearly in Ephesians chapter 5.
所谓一体的生活就是做妻子的要尊敬，要顺服自己的丈夫。
That to become one, wives must respect and submit to their husbands.
做丈夫的要爱自己的妻子，甚至为妻子来舍命。
And the husband must love his wife, even to the point where he's willing to give up his life.
每一位做太太的，每一个做丈夫的，如果抓住这神给我们的原则，那么你真的是享受神所为你祝福的这个婚姻。
If every husband and wife can hold on to this principle from God, then you'll be able to enjoy this marriage from God.
我们知道，其实人都有那种甚至让我们无法想象的那个潜能的存在。
We know that humans often have a potential that we don't even realize ourselves.
所以很多人在研究如何来激发人所拥有的这个潜能。
And so a lot of researchers look into what's the best way that we can achieve our fullest potential.
常常这一种让人很可佩的潜能就是在婚姻生活里头来展现出来。
But often this fullest potential that we can't really see anywhere else is shown and revealed within a marriage.
这种人所存在的潜能常常就是从家庭生活里头来表现出来。
And this unfulfilled potential usually is shown in family life.
为什么这种这么美妙的潜能能够展现出来就是这夫妻有照着神的原则在过婚姻生活。
How come this amazing potential can be shown in the life, in a family life, or in the life of a marriage? It's because they follow the principles of God.
真的，任何一方付出了，另外一方一定也会照着他该表现的来回报的。
You'll find that when you give a little here, then you will also receive.
有一方很吝啬的话，那你也很难就。也很难得到另一方的表现。
If somebody is
不愿意表现。
If somebody is very reserved and isn't willing to try to give, then you'll find that you won't see this happening.
因为这夫妻的生活，它是一体的生活。
Because the life of a spouse is a life of one body.
因为它是很实在的，这样互相有关联，很实在的互动。
Because it's a real interaction and give and take, continuous give and take.
所以夫妻在一起其实可以做成很多难以让人想象的事情。
And so when a husband and wife are together, then they can accomplish things that often are beyond people's imagination.
既然婚姻是神所祝福的所以传道书里头也说到说在这个劳苦的人生当中，人是可以从婚姻生活里头来得到快乐。
And so, since marriage was instituted by God, then we see in Ecclesiastes that it says that we can receive joy and happiness through marriage.
所以我们也看到圣经里头有很多值得我们效法羡慕的这个婚姻的生活。
And so we see a lot of marriages in the Bible that are worth our imitation.
因为他们都看重神对婚姻的设立以及这个神所设立婚姻的原则。
Because they focus on the institution of marriage and the principles that God instituted it with.
那我们一个基督徒的夫妻我们还有一项很重要的事情，就是在道理上，在灵性上互相的勉励。一起的成长。
As Christians, there's another important part of marriage is that in the teachings of God and in our faith, we must help each other to grow.
我们也常常看到教会里头那种 很美丽的服饰啊，就是来自于夫妻的服饰。
We see a lot of beautiful service in church is actually the service of a couple.
好，我们请看啊，《创世纪》第五章第二节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 5, verse 2.
创世纪第五章第二节。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 2.
这里说神造男造女，那在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
Here it says he created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created.
这个有男有女，神祝福给他们。
It says that there was a male and a female and God blessed them.
有男有女，他们被称为人。
There was a male and a female, and they were called mankind.
那今天我们在主耶稣的救恩里头我们是恢复了神儿女的身份。
Today in the salvation of God, we have restored this parent and child relationship between us and God.
所以我们的婚姻更是神所要关心、神所要祝福的。
And so God even more wants to show concern for and care for our marriages.
所以我们无论在任何的一个身份上，是儿女、是父母是长辈我们一起来在婚姻的事情上面。我们求神来带领我们，来祝福我们。
So in our parent-child relationships, or in our relationships with people across generations who are older or younger than us, let's show concern for each other, and God will bless us.
在挪亚的时代，世代是一个被神毁灭的世代。
During the time of Noah, say,
挪亚的时代。
During the time of Noah, that generation was a generation that was punished by God.
这个挪亚毁灭了，神毁灭了挪亚那一个世代。
God destroyed that entire generation.
因为那个世代的人，他们在地上罪恶很大，终日所想的都是恶。
Because all their minds were filled with evil all day, and the evil filled the earth during the time.
那人为什么会罪恶如此的沉重
？And so, how did man become so sinful?
其中有一个原因就是当时的人他们没有尊重婚姻。他们破坏神对婚姻设立婚姻的这个制度跟原则。
One reason was that they did not look highly upon marriage, and they broke this institution, the principles and the system of marriage.
我们看到我们今天所处的世代也是一个人对婚姻越来越不尊重的一个世代。
We also see that the generation we live in today is one in which people look less and less highly upon marriage.
所以很肯定的这个我们所处的世代是会。遇到挪亚时代的那一种危险跟结局。
And so there is no question that this generation will also one day face the same end as the generation of Noah.
所以挪亚所留给我们的榜样对我们来讲更是我们需要去思想、去珍惜的。
And so the example that Noah left behind for us is something that we must ponder.
从挪亚造方舟这件事情，其实我们可以想到我们的。这个婚姻的生活。
From Noah building the ark, we can think about our lives of marriage.
他们有蒙神祝福的婚姻，他们有蒙神祝福的家庭。
They had marriages that were blessed by God. They had families that were blessed by God.
这也是我们今天我们所需要去拥有的。
This is also something that we need today.
挪亚的方舟是在洪水还没有来的时候，他就已经预备好了。
Noah's ark was built before the great flood came.
婚姻既然是这么的蒙福，这么的重要，我们要尽早去预备。
And so, since marriage is so blessed and so important, then we need to prepare for this early on as well.
我们还没有结婚的人，我们做父母亲的，我们要尽早为这一个事情来做祷告。
Those of us who are parents with single children, we should prepare for this and pray for this early on.
在方舟里头有四对的夫妻。
In the ark, there were four couples.
他们在同一条船上。
They were all in the same ark.
我们已经结婚的人，我们要记得，我们是在同一条船上。
Those of us who are married, we must remember we are in the same ark.
挪亚建造方舟是在高的地方建造。
Noah built the ark in a high place.
婚姻不但是我们的现在，也是我们的未来。
Marriage is not only our present, marriage is also our future.
好，我们要在高处来关心，来建造我们的婚姻。
We must show concern for, and we must establish our marriage in a high place.
好，这所谓的高处就是以神的教训、神的标准来经营、来建设我们的婚姻。
What this high place means is that we establish marriage according to the standards, according to the teachings of God.
这四对的夫妻他们都进了方舟。
These four couples all entered the ark.
连进方舟的这些活物也都是一对一对的来进入方舟。
Actually, even the animals who entered the ark entered the ark as couples.
已经结婚的人出双入对，这是美好的。这是应该鼓励的，这应该是应该去努力的。
And so this is a good thing for those of us who are already couples to work towards and to continue moving forward together.
我们现在所处的生活环境，这对夫妻来讲，出双入对常常是一个很大的挑战，所以也是很大的试探。
It's actually a challenge and a temptation even for us to be able to move forward together and face our challenges together as a couple.
很有名的这个铁达尼号是很多的工程师设计建造的。
铁达尼号，
就电影那个铁达尼啊 ，Titanic。
The Titanic was designed by many engineers.
那有很多专业的人来把它建造成的。
And there are many expert construction workers who put the Titanic together.
但是铁达尼号沉了。
But it sunk.
挪亚的方舟在大洪水的时候，它是最稳定的。
But Noah's ark was the most stable thing during the great flood.
跟铁达尼号的这些工程师比起来，挪亚应该算是一个外行人。
If you compare Noah with the construction workers who built the Titanic, Noah is considered a rookie.
在我们的生活当中，我们不要去否认所谓的专家。
And so, of course, in our work, we should not ignore experts, industry experts.
他们总是可以提供给我们很多很好的意见。
Because they can provide a lot of good suggestions.
那既然是 suggestion, 既然是意见，那个就是做参考。
But even since they are just suggestions, we should just take them for reference.
我们的婚姻要成功，不是靠那些专家，是要靠着神的怜悯。靠着我们的努力。
We do not rely on these experts in order to guarantee a successful marriage, but instead we rely on God.
既然神让我们结了婚，神就会让我们有那个本能去经营、去维持我们的婚姻。
Since God has allowed us to become married, then God will allow us and give us the strength and the ability to continue in a successful marriage.
所以神将方舟的尺寸来赐给挪亚。
So God gave Noah the dimensions of the ark.
挪亚就照着神给他的尺寸方式来建造这个方舟。
And Noah built the ark using the dimensions and the methods that God gave him.
如何来经营我们的婚姻生活，就在这一本圣经里头。
So how do we live a marriage life? It's all in the Bible.
只要我们愿意，我们总是能够从神的这个教导里头来得到很美好的指引跟启发。
As long as we're willing to, we can receive a lot of insight from the words of God in here.
我们如果照着神的尺寸，我们来经营我们的婚姻。
If we build our marriage according to the dimensions of God.
无论外头的风雨有多么的大。
No matter how great the waves and the winds outside are.
就好像挪亚的方舟在大水里头，它存留下来。
It'll just be like Noah's ark being able to continue through the great flood.
我们照着神的教训来经营我们的婚姻，神不但跟我们同在，也祝福我们的婚姻。
If we live out our marriage life according to the teachings and will of God, then God will continue to bless our marriage.
经过了大洪水，彩虹就在不远的地方。
Because after the great flood, the rainbow is not far away.
所有应该进入方舟的，他们都进了方舟。
Everyone that should have entered the ark entered the ark.
他们没有一样错过了这个传奇。
Not one missed the opportunity.
跑得最快的豹进入了， 走得最慢的蜗牛也进入了。
The fastest leopard got into the cheetah got into the ark, and the slowest turtle got into the ark.
凡是神所命定的，神一定让我们能够达到。
And so whatever God has commanded us to do, God will allow us to be able to achieve it.
有关婚姻，我们需要神的智慧，我们需要神的怜悯。
So when it comes to marriage, we need the wisdom of God and we need the mercy of God.
我们为了很多事情，我们在祈求神，也不要忽略了这个重要的项目。
And so out of all the things that we ask God for, let's not forget this.
我们爱我们的儿女，我们要为他们的婚姻不但关心，也为他们祷告。
If we love our children, we must care for their marriage. We must pray for their marriage.
我们如果很看重我们的婚姻，那我们要相信神，要顺服神。
If we emphasize or care about our own marriages, then we must believe in God. We must rely on God.
我们一起唱诗146首。
Let's sing hymn 146.
现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now let's make our concluding prayer.
让我们看一下我们自己的生活。
Let's look at our own lives.
就像这一首赞美诗所说的，我们需要主耶稣。
Just like this hymn says, we need Jesus.
我们需要依靠主耶稣。
We need to rely on Jesus.
我们的婚姻，我们需要主耶稣。
In our marriages, we need Jesus.
我们的婚姻，我们需要依靠主耶稣。
In our marriages, we need to rely on Jesus.
我们的家庭，我们需要主耶稣。
We need Jesus in our families.
我们的家庭，我们需要依靠主耶稣。
We need to rely on Jesus in our families.
在我们的祷告里头，为我们的婚姻，为我们的家庭，为我们的儿女来祷告。
In our prayers, let's pray for our marriages, pray for our families, pray for our children.
我们承认我们需要主耶稣。
We admit and acknowledge that we need Jesus.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们能够依靠他。
We ask Jesus to help us so that we can rely on Him.
这样让我们都能够享受婚姻的生活，让我们都能够有个幸福美满的家庭。
So that we can enjoy a life of marriage and have a wonderful family.
主耶稣是全能的医生。
Jesus is the Almighty Doctor.
他不但能够帮助我们来建立，他也能够为我们来医治。
Not only can he help us to establish a good marriage and family, he can also heal them.
如果我们的婚姻、我们的家庭需要医治，我们求主耶稣，他施恩怜悯，他医治我们。
If our marriage or our family needs the healing, we can also ask God to heal us.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来，我们一起祷告。
The laying of hands, feel free to come to the front. Let's pray.